Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 5. Let's talk about catch. Rabbi Avin said in the name of Rabbi Eloi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if when another fellow threw an object four amos in a public domain, one stands still in his place and catches it, he, the thrower, is liable, for the thrower lifted it and placed it down. If, however, he moved from his place and catches it, he, the thrower, is exempt, for then the placing down is not attributed to the thrower. Also, it was taught in a braisa, others say, if when another fellow threw an object four amos in a public domain, one stands still in his place and catches it, he, the thrower, is liable, for the thrower lifted it and placed it down. If, however, he moved from his place and catches it, he, the thrower, is exempt, for then the placing down is not attributed to the thrower. Here we're talking about a game, the catch, basically the thrower and the catcher. But that reminds me of giving and receiving. In life, we're supposed to be as much as givers as we can. We're supposed to be as selfless as possible. Not selfish, not egocentric, not ego-centered. Selfless, giving to others, thinking of others, doing for others. We should be the givers and not the receivers. That's the idea of, in the relationship, it's not about 50-50, giving 50-50. It's about each person giving 100%. And then the person will feel like they're receiving more than they're giving, more than the poor person does for the rich man, more than the rich man does for the poor man does for the rich man. Because the rich man is giving the food, or is giving the time, or giving the money to the poor, but really the poor, with the experience and the enhancement of making himself into a giver in this situation, the poor man is allowing the rich man to fine-tune his qualities and middos. That's why the Rambam teaches, if a person has $100, should he give $100 once, or should he give a dollar for 100 days? And that's what it explains. It's really giving a dollar 100 times, because every act, every giving, everything we throw out into the universe, we do into the universe, we give to the universe, it changes us, it fine-tunes us, makes us into more chesed and selfless-oriented beings and individuals. That's why dailygiving.org is a fantastic initiative. We've talked about it before. They make it that you can set it up on your credit card to give a dollar a day, every day. I used to give it by hand, but that was too hard, and now it just gets deducted every day, and we see where it goes. Every act we do, everything we do, has an influence and can change the world. So don't be a receiver, be a thrower. As the Gemara talks about throwing and receiving, giving and receiving, throwing and catching, be a person who throws out good things into the world, who does good things in the world, who does kind deeds, because every act you do makes the world a better place, but also fine-tunes your qualities and fine-tunes your neshama to make yourself a better person. Who doesn't want to make the world and themselves a better person and a better place? Little by little, everything we do, that is possible. So keep at it and keep at it, and you could for sure do so as well. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 6 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.